libertarian Ayn Rand and a reluctant regulator who believed bankers' self-interest would prevent them from excessive risk. He acknowledged the shortcomings of that hands-off approach only after risky behavior produced the great financial crisis 2 years after he left the Fed in 2006. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Pew Charitable Trusts, sharing about the state of housing in America on the After the Fact podcast, available at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Oil recovery.
Niels Gutta's Scottish Overture in the Highlands here on Kansas Public Radio. That was Christopher Hogwood conducting the Danish Radio Symphony Orchestra. For all of the Scottish fans who just seem to be having the most fun ever during the World Cup, good morning. I am Destiny. I hope you are all doing well on this Monday morning. We are kicking off the week with music about, well, that was basically about nature. How much better could it be than to be walking around the Highlands in Scotland. Gorgeous indeed. I have got some Bach and Mozart this hour, and I also teased music from a composer who wondered if he was a cat. Well, would you believe that it actually was Mozart? Indeed, I'll have to tell you why in a little bit. I thought we would reset, go back to the Baroque era with a little Bach to get us centered here. This is the second movement from his orchestral suite number 4. Trevor Pinnock and the English Concert, now on KPR. The second movement from Bach's Orchestral Suite number 4, Johann Sebastian Bach, Trevor Pinnock and the English Concert here on KPR. I am Destiny. So glad you're here with me this morning listening to music on this Monday. Okay, why did Mozart think he was a cat? Well, composers actually used to write letters back in the day. That's right. Can you imagine? They didn't have email. They actually they wrote on paper. And it was said, you know, Mozart would get pretty bored during rehearsals for a lot of the operas that he wrote. So he would jump up and down on the tables and pretend he was a cat. I really hope that's true because I think it's just the funniest thing I've ever heard. Up next, for those of you that go to church and if you missed it this weekend, guess what? Here's how you can fix it. Mozart's Church Sonata. It's only a couple of minutes, but it's for organ and orchestra, and it's pretty great. Right now on KPR. See, wasn't that just lovely here on KPR? Mozart's Church Sonata. Lovely music for this morning. Organ and orchestra, Yuli Turovsky with I Musici di Montreal. Pretty, pretty indeed. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. I've got a Mozart piano sonata coming up for the rest of the hour. On this Monday morning, I've got some great sponsors to thank who keep us on the airwaves, so be sure to check them out. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, a week of classical and jazz concerts, June 19th through the 27th at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus, open to the public. More information at sunflowermusicfestival.org. And Panda Pediatrics, from newborn to college grad, Panda Pediatrics provides primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for kids as they grow into young adults. PandaPeds.com. That's a very cute name. All right, Mozart's Piano Concerto number 20. I've got Sir George Schulte with the English Chamber Orchestra. He is playing the piano. It is now on Kansas Public Radio. Mozart's Piano Concerto number 20 here on Kansas Public Radio. Sir George Schulte, the pianist and conductor, English Chamber Orchestra. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. We've got 2 more hours of music coming up before Jeff Watson is in, and I've got some Rachmaninoff, some Verdi, some Cherubini, which makes me think of cherubs. Even some Piazzolla. Indeed, I do. I've got a fun, fun bunch of things coming up for you. If there is something extra special that you would like to hear on the airwaves that maybe you haven't heard in a while, there is a way you can let me know. You can go to kansaspublicradio.org. You can navigate over to our shows tab, and there's a little drop-down menu. The name of Friday morning's show is Classics by Request. That is the show where you get to help yours truly pick the playlist. And I love getting your requests. So get them in early in the week if you want to hear them on that same Friday of the week. I've got some requests that came in late last week that I will get to this Friday. So it will be a fun program to build. I've got some room. Indeed, I do. Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation, based in Topeka. The Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Firefighters are anticipating a busy summer in the West. The U.S. Forest Service says it is ahead of its hiring goals, but some Westerners are worried by downsizing at the agency.
These layoffs at the federal level are presenting risk as to our ability to respond to major wildfires.
I'm Mary Louise Kelly. Concerns over wildfire staffing on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts today at 3 p.m. till 7. It is weekdays with KPR's Laura Lorson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, working with local partners like Via Christi, Pawnee Mental Health, and area health departments to expand care for uninsured patients. More information at mhkfreeclinic.com. It's about 65 degrees here in Lawrence. It is 10:01. We're going to dip into a few minutes of NPR news, and then I'll be back with more classical music on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. A new order from the U.S. Supreme Court.
Perhaps in an era where agencies like WFP have seen budgets drastically slashed, he pressed governments to cut red tape and tear down the barriers that prevent aid from reaching those in need. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, supporting books, radio, podcasts, film, television, theater, and more to bridge science and the humanities. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Luigi Cherubini's Concert Overture here on Kansas Public Radio. That recording featured Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, conducted by Sir Neville Mariner. I am Destiny. Hello. Happy Monday. Hope you all are doing really well. We heard from all the instruments of an orchestra. Well, this hour we're going to hear from the guitar, some piano, even some clarinet. Indeed, we are. It's going to be a nice bouquet of music, shall we say. Up next, Joaquin Rodrigo, the composer, wrote Concerto Madrigal for two guitars. And I've got Esa-Pekka Salonen conducting the Amadeus Guitar Duo with Studio Orchestra and Ensemble. I wonder what the name of that orchestra is. I'm going to have to go do my research and find that out. This was not very helpful. Anyways, it's a lovely thing to listen to for two guitars right now on Kansas Public Radio. Concerto Madrigal for two guitars, composed by Joaquin Rodrigo here on Kansas Public Radio. That was the Amadeus Guitar Duo. Cool. Very cool music indeed. More cool music this hour. Piazzolla, a Milonga del Angel. You know, I used to always program tango on Thursdays when I worked the evening shift. It's Monday. Why not some tango for Monday? You are listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan, and support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former archivist of the United States, Colleen Shogan, and Pulitzer Prize-winning author Beverly Gage, June 29th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. And the Free State Festival, presenting a concert by Robin Hitchcock on June 26th at the Lawrence Arts Center. Details at freestatefestival.org. Something next that is usually played on the violin, well, I have a version played on the clarinet. It'll be tricky, but I bet it will sound neat. This is Deniku's Ora Staccato, Robert Spring on the clarinet, and Eckhart Selheim on piano. Now on KPR. That was for a little pep in your step this Monday morning. Oh, we all could use some on Mondays. This is Kansas Public Radio. That was Deniku's Ora Staccato, played by Robert Spring on the clarinet and Eckhart Selheim on piano. Maybe we should slow things back down with a little bit of tango, a Milonga del Angel by Piazzolla, a great Argentinian composer. I've got a piano duo, the Niajo Garcia piano duo, playing it right now on Kansas Public Radio. Milonga del Angel by Piazzolla here on Kansas Public Radio. That was the Niajo Garcia piano duo. I am Destiny. Glad you have been here with me this hour. I am in for one more hour this morning. I've got Brahms next hour and Rachmaninoff and Verdi. So a romantic hour of music, shall we call it. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available for upcoming performances, including Lyle Lovett and his acoustic group, folk musician Rhiannon Giddens, and more. Details are at lead.ku.edu. It is about 66 degrees here in Lawrence. It's pretty cloudy. Indeed, it is. I will look forward to when the sun shines. I am a sun lover. I'm also a music lover, and I love getting your requests. It's Monday, so I'm putting the feelers out for requests from all of you. There are a couple of different ways you can make a request for Friday's Classics by Request. If you're tech savvy, you can just type in kansaspublicradio.org/classicsbyrequest. That'll take you to the page where you can fill out the form. Or you can go to our website, kansaspublicradio.org, and find your way over to the Shows tab and click on that. There will be a little drop-down menu with all of the names of our shows. And when you see Classics by Request, click on it. It'll take you to a little write-up, and then there's a form with a link you can click on. You can be anonymous if you would like. We don't track you. Oh, if you know the name of the composer, great. If you think you know the name of it and you're guessing, that's also great. It's kind of like a fun treasure hunt for me. I don't mind. Just do your best to describe what you are hoping to listen to. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
At NPR's Morning Edition, we talk with newsmakers.
Let's hear now from Senator Alex Padilla of California.
Cultural icons.
That is Billy Idol. The new documentary is called Billy Idol Should Be Dead. It'll be streaming.
And people living the news.
Robert Echeverria is one of the more than 500 TSA officers who quit during the partial government shutdown.
All perspectives on what's happening every weekday from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. and all things considered from 3 to 7. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that enriches your life and that of others in your community. Learn more about leaving a legacy gift to KPR at legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. Ooh, we gained another degree. It's 67 in Lawrence. It's 11:01. NPR News up next, then more music on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is set to travel to the UAE, Kuwait, and Bahrain this week as the Trump administration steps up efforts to end the war it launched in February. Vice President J.D. Vance says Iran has agreed to allow U.N. nuclear inspectors into the country. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports Vance spoke today after wrapping negotiations in Switzerland.
Vance said the U.S. team of negotiators made very good progress and met several objectives. That includes establishing a mechanism to demine the Strait of Hormuz and another to help maintain the ceasefire in Lebanon. But he said they were most excited that nuclear inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency would be returning to the country.
The final deal is the house. We set the foundation. We haven't built the house, but we've laid a successful foundation to get to a good place for the American people.
Vance also addressed the possibility of unfreezing Iranian assets, which he said the U.S. and Qatar would manage. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, the White House.
Tehran has a different take, saying it did not negotiate on its nuclear program and did not accept any new commitments in those talks. This is what Iran's foreign ministry spokesman tells the official news agency of Iran. The Trump administration has dismissed hundreds of experts from federal advisory committees in fields that include science and research. NPR's Acadia Riddle reports.
The Trump administration has given little explanation for disbanding these committees. An executive order says it will reduce government waste. But experts like Michael Abrams argue there's little waste in this system. He works for an advocacy group called the Public Citizen and wrote a report on this subject. Abrams says these committees are an important tool connecting policy to practice.
You want to crowdsource it with the best minds. And that's what federal advisory committees do. Why wouldn't you want to do that?
Some of the issues these committees were studying before they were canceled include how best to treat long COVID, how to help rural communities with health care, and how to prevent disease outbreaks in hospitals. Katie Riddle, NPR News.
Longtime Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan died this morning at the age of 100. NPR's Scott Horsley has more on his legacy.
Former colleagues say Greenspan brought rigorous analytical discipline to monetary policymaking and helped establish the credibility that remains one of the Federal Reserve's most important assets. Greenspan was an acolyte of the libertarian Ayn Rand and a reluctant regulator who believed bankers' self-interest would prevent them from excessive risk. He acknowledged the shortcomings of that hands-off approach only after risky behavior produced the great financial crisis 2 years after he left the Fed in 2006. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer today announced his resignation. He will stay on as caretaker until his centre-left Labour Party chooses a new prime minister. Nominations begin July 9th. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, dedicated to offering solutions to help businesses win locally and globally. More at bankofamerica.com/gamechangers. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Oh, wow. Now that I've got you all super depressed here on KPR, that was the preludio to Rigoletto by Verdi. Woo! Riccardo Muti and the orchestra of La Scala Milan. Yes, indeed, I thought, what is the most dramatic thing that I could possibly open an 11 a.m. hour with? Well, I think I found it. But never fear, dear listeners. This Brahms symphony that is super dramatic actually closes with a jubilant and very, very happy triumphant ending that is coming up for you. I am Destiny. Glad you are here with me today. listening to classical music. Let's just get into the Brahms. The Brahms Symphony No. 1 may be one of my favorite Brahms symphonies. It's dubbed Beethoven's 10th. There's this really fun nod to Ode to Joy in the last movement of it. It opens very dramatically, and I have to say, having played it in a number of orchestras sitting in the violin section, it's really fun and intriguing to watch how each conductor decides to handle the super dramatic opening with the timpani. So I'd like you to imagine, I know most of you, when you go to symphony concerts, you only see the back of the conductor. Imagine the string players who can see the front, and it's always an adventure to see their faces. Anyhow, that is called listening with your ears. I mean, your eyes, I suppose. So let's listen on the radio with our ears. This is Brahms Symphony No. 1. It starts very dramatically in the key of C minor, but then it ends in a very triumphant key of C major. Leonard Bernstein and the New York Phil, now on KPR. Brahms Symphony No. 1 here on KPR, Leonard Bernstein and the New York Phil, an epic listen indeed. I've got a lovely, shall I say, piano encore to get us into the afternoon music coming up. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan, and support for classical music comes from Maselli's, preparing heat and eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner items for drive-through pickup Wednesday afternoons. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and dairy-free options available. New menus weekly and online ordering at Maselli'sOnline.com. And Kansas State University, where faculty and students use an on-campus research reactor to study applications of nuclear science and medicine, energy, and safety. More info at k-state.edu. And one more, the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline in Headquarters, Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day online at kansas988.org. All right, how about a lovely piano etude by Rachmaninoff? This is Sergei Babayan on KPR. Rachmaninoff Etude No. 5 here on Kansas Public Radio, played by Sergei Babayan. I am Destiny. Thank you for being here with me this morning. Don't go anywhere. There will be more great classical music here for you from 12 to 3 this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio.
Risk as to our ability to respond to major wildfires.
I'm Mary Louise Kelly. Concerns over wildfire staffing on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts today at 3 p.m. with Laura Larson. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former archivist to the United States Colleen Shogan and Pulitzer Prize-winning author Beverly Gage, June 29th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, where KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. And support for news on KPR comes from St. Joseph, Missouri, where the Pony Express began and Jesse James met his end. More info at stjomo.com. That's stjomo.com, produced in cooperation with Visit Missouri. And the Free State Festival, presenting a screening of the documentary Nova 78 about William S. Burroughs, showing on June 28th at Liberty Hall. Details at freestatefestival.org. It's almost 70 degrees here in Lawrence, Kansas. It's 12:01. This is KPR.